And now the Larry Fedoric Program and News Talk 610 CKTV present the five things we learned this week.
And before the countdown, we go first to other news this week. Heat warnings and alerts ushered in the third week of August in Niagara Falls. Toddler was locked in a hotel room safe. We found out later by accident. For a couple of days, we searched for a Brooklyn family until they turned themselves into Markham authorities for a full explanation. Niagara College was sued for $10 million by foreign students who claimed they were misled on a course that would guarantee work visas in Canada. Ontario high school teachers reached a tentative deal with the province. Negotiations with other teaching unions continue. Wildfires raged in BC, causing evacuations, loss of homes. In Thailand, authorities investigated a bomb attack at a busy Bangkok shrine. In South Africa, Oscar Pistorius was to be released from prison to house arrest until a backlash reversed that decision. Jimmy Carter announced he would be receiving cancer treatment, while TV star Shannon Doherty claimed a manager's lapse in her health insurance caused her added difficulty in battling her breast cancer. Adye, billed as a female Viagra, was approved by the FDA, and then the maker was bought out by a Quebec pharma giant, Valeant. We lost TV actress, the first ever Batgirl, Yvonne Craig, at age 78, and Norman Lee, business partner, producer-director Bud Yorkin, responsible for such shows as All in the Family, passed at age 89. And now, the five things we learned this week.
Number five.
Federal election, week three. The leaders crisscrossing the country, stumping for votes. NDP leader Thomas Mulcair was in Niagara Monday and dropped by the CKTV studios.
Here in the region, 12,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs have been lost over the past 10 years. Well, now they're being replaced with part-time, precarious jobs. Or, you know, these are not enough jobs with enough of a salary for a family to live on.
Trudeau faced the resignation of a young Alberta MP hopeful over controversial tweets she made as a teenager. After a rally in Etobicoke, a pro-Harper man took on the media for continually asking the Prime Minister about the Duffy trial.
Why do you think that he has no right to ask about the deal? He believes Mr. Harper knew. Why do you think Mr. Harper didn't know anything?
Because it isn't a deal. It's a nothing. Harper doesn't read income tax forms, you idiot. It's done by the people in the tax department.
But you don't believe that anybody else in that office knew about this deal and kept it?
I believe that you cheat more on your taxes than Duffy ever did.
Why would you say I cheat on my taxes?
Because you're a lying piece of shit.
Oh.
Yeah, and you too.
The election is not until October 19th.
Number four.
Nigel Wright testimony, the star witness in Ottawa all week, testifying at the Mike Duffy trial about his $90,000 check to the disgraced senator so that he could repay his misclaimed expenses. It was implied by another statement that Harper's current chief of staff, Ray Novak, may have known all about the scheme, further implying that the prime minister was always in the loop.
Mr. Duffy took taxpayers' money that I believed right from the outset he should not be taking, and I told him so, and I told him to repay it. He did not repay it. That's why I had to take action against him. The reason he did not repay it is Mr. Wright decided to pay it for him. Mr. Wright did reimburse the taxpayers. I'll give him that. But he also acted contrary to my wishes and allowed Mr. Duffy to keep the money, which he has to this day.
None of the allegations in court have been proven. The trial adjourned.
Number three.
Cheap gas. St. Catharines gas prices were the lowest in Ontario this week. A liter of regular going into the low to mid 80 cent mark. Up and down the QEW, even within St. Catharines, prices remain closer to the Ontario average at about $1.10 a liter. Lineups at gas station causing minor traffic headaches. And at least one station ran out of gas.
Number two.
Jared Fogle, guilty. U.S. authorities revealed that the former Subway pitchman had pleaded guilty to several counts of sex with minors and possessing child pornography. Fogle had reached a plea deal where he would pay restitution to 14 victims, total of $1.4 million, and not seek a jail term of less than 5 years, while authorities promised a jail term not longer than 12 and a half years. U.S. Attorney Josh Minkler.
Beginning in 2011, Fogle learned that the head of the Jared Foundation, Russell Taylor, was sexually exploiting a 14-year-old girl. At that time, Fogle chose to receive and repeatedly view child pornography involving that 14-year-old girl. This continued during a four-year period, and Fogle's actions resulted in the sexual victimization of 12 minors in the state of Indiana.
U.S. Attorney Josh Minkler. Subway Jared could have served up to 30 years for his crimes. Fogle did make a brief court appearance, is actually on bail while awaiting sentencing and wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet. His wife has filed for divorce.
And now on the five things we learned this week, this week's number one.
Ashley Madison data dump. Number one story, as threatened, those hackers behind the original theft of confidential information, the Impact Team, released about 10 gigabytes of cheaters' website info, including names, email addresses, and credit card info. The data was on the dark web, but within hours, regular sites took the data and converted it to more easily accessible information. Digital expert Lindsay Fennerin Jinra joined us.
They're ruined beyond repair. This is information that I think most people, it's the last information they'd want to get out. I'd rather give you my bank records, my health records, anything over some of this information.
Right. And, well, speaking of which, bank records, or at least credit cards and things that is part of this information, though, that's out there.
Yes, exactly. So this goes beyond just personal scandals, which are obviously, whenever they're personal, it's the worst. But this is actually a huge financial fraud we're looking at. And we saw with Target a couple years ago with a massive breach of data with Visa numbers. This is could be worse.
Class action lawsuits being filed around the world, two in Canada, against Avid Media. That is the company charged with running the Ashley Madison web services.
This has been the five things we learned this week on News Talk 610 CKTV.